I can't figure out whether we were bored before the internet and smartphones, or whether they made us bored. Ruined our concentration, shot our attention spans full of holes, filled every waking minute with text messages, snippets of celebrity gossip, news flashes, and crawler messages on the bottom of our brain screens. We check our phone messages every 3 minutes, if we're older than 40, or every 15 seconds, if we're under 40. The older crowd checks email 20 times a day. If you still get a newspaper, you got most of the articles from news feeds on your computer anywhere from a few hours ago to a full day. It isn't news you get in a newspaper these days. Everyone's got a cell phone now, and by God, they paid for it and they plan to use it as often as humanly possible, whether they're driving in the freeway passing lane or taking a whiz in the airport urinal. They're connected, linked up every waking hour of every day, I guess forever, until the day they die or their phone plan expires. It's hard to believe this has happened, not just in our lifetime, but in the last decade. If we thought the rat race was hard, well, the digital rats are on steroids, cranked on meth, and just a little too busy to slow down and consider what's happened in the last few years. Too busy for sure to read a book, or write a letter, or just disconnect from the hive half an hour. Watch a 15-year-old and see the future. It's here. 30 minutes ago. 17 tweets. Even on the South End, there's no escaping the tsunami of this incessant income and information, at least until the winter storms. For those six of us who refuse to own a cell phone, or buy a generator, or even go down to the diner to keep abreast of the breaking gossip, in a few days we'll try to catch back up. Of course, by then the world will have accelerated another few miles per second, and we'll be those objects in your rear view that aren't anywhere near as close as they appear. Best of luck when you get where you're in such a hurry to get. You got a second or two, send us a postcard. We still get mail.